The Public News Service Daily Newscast, May the 5th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. New York State passed a first-in-the-nation law banning the use of natural gas and other fossil fuel power systems in new buildings.
The law, which was approved as part of the state's budget, requires all electric cooking and heating in new buildings under 7 stories tall by 2026, and in 2029 for taller buildings. The cutoff for fossil fuel-powered systems in new buildings is the end of this year, or July 1st, 2027 for taller buildings. Beyond the environmental benefits, Andy Frank with the climate technology company Sealed describes other impacts this law is expected to have.
The biggest impact of electrification is really around quality of life of the homeowner or of the building occupant. So with homes or businesses that are heated and cooled by heat pumps, for example, tend to be much more comfortable as well as healthier and safer.
According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, gas stoves are known to give off nitrogen dioxide. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
CBS News reports jurors in the trial stemming from writer E.J. Carroll's lawsuit against former President Trump watched video Thursday of the moment Trump confused Carroll for his ex-wife, Marla Maples. During the October deposition, referring to Carroll, Trump said, "That's Marla. That's my wife," before being corrected and told it was Carroll. Trump has denied the allegations and claimed Carroll is not my type. Next to Vermont, the first state to remove the residency requirement for medical aid in dying. Melissa Stacy is with Compassion and Choices.
To establish residency in a new state while you're facing your end of life can really be a strain. These terminally ill patients can come to Vermont and have a peaceful end that they want and the option for that.
And 18 West Virginians never returned home from their work shift last year. Advocates for workers' rights say oversight rollbacks and funding cuts.
According to the AFL-CIO, since 2019, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, the agency tasked with enforcing federal workplace safety laws, began reducing inspections involving significant cases and health hazards. West Virginia AFL-CIO President Josh Sword says mining accidents, explosions, fires, and construction collapses continue to pose serious risks for workers.
Coal miners, loggers, first responders, corrections workers, delivery personnel, and others that, for some reason, lost their life on the job last year. And it varies as to what happened to these 18 individuals.
Research shows rural workers are also at higher risk for work-related injuries due to the types of industries located in these regions. Nadia Ramlagan reporting.
This is Public News Service. In a pioneering effort to tackle climate change and promote sustainability, a community development has emerged in Michigan.
Ann Arbor-based developers with the Thrive Collaborative are transforming the site of a former youth prison into what they call a net-zero housing community. Thrive founder Matthew Grokoff says the idea behind the 13-acre Viridian at County Farm Project is to create neighborhoods that limit their carbon footprint and change the way people look at the human health environment.
What's truly unique is that it's one of the first fossil fuel-free communities in the United States. It is incorporating food and social well-being and water and ecology all into a single project.
He says the community will be mixed income with a roughly $800,000 price tag for a larger family home, but also 50 townhomes are expected to rent for less than $1,000 a month. Shantia Hudson reporting.
This story produced in collaboration with Great Lakes Echo, Solutions Journalism Network, and the Michigan News Connection. And more behavioral health providers may be enticed to move to New Mexico.
Starting next year, insurance companies won't be allowed to apply limitations on these services. It comes at a time when new data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show the percentage of high school students who said they feel persistently sad or hopeless increased between 2011 and 2021. Psychologist Coraline Griffith-Hunt says there are typically clear signs young people are suffering.
Are they experiencing memory problems? Inability to concentrate, seeing only the negative in situations, and are they saying that they're having intrusive thoughts? Emotionally, are they experiencing an inability to just relax, just to be okay in situations?
I'm Roz Brown.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Finally, our Mike Bowen lets us know Congress is gathering input as it looks to reauthorize the Farm Bill. Voices from Minnesota's agricultural sector hope independent family farms get a fair shake.
The Farm Bill covers a range of components tied to the nation's food system. It's updated every 5 years, and the current plan expires this fall. Dairy farmer Bonnie Haugen in southeastern Minnesota recently traveled to Washington, D.C. to meet with lawmakers about what she and other advocates want to see in the funding package. She says Congress needs to shift more support to smaller operations, noting too many monopolies have eroded the presence of family farms, including in her area.
When we bought these acres 30 years ago this year, there was about 12 dairy farms within about a 3-mile radius. As of last March, we are the last ones.
This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for wrapping up your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here's an interesting radio station's your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.